This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We take a page from the Department of Commerce as our starting point today. The page in a report out this morning that says American companies repatriated just shy of $170 billion in the second quarter. That is money held overseas, lured back into this country by the sharply lower tax rates on repatriated profits in the GOP tax bill of late last year. And it is coming back, that money. A lot of it, just nowhere near the amounts promised. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor gets us going.
The president said in August he expected more than $4 trillion in overseas corporate profits to come flowing into the U.S. very soon.
$4 trillion? That's completely unrealistic.
Michaela Morrow is associate professor of accounting at Suffolk University. A more reality-based number to aim for might be closer to $2.5 trillion, according to the Tax Foundation. Still, so far in the first half of the year, the Commerce Department says about 20% of that, or $465 billion, has come into the U.S.
Those are very large numbers, and they represent a significant fraction of what profits overseas have been.
Mihir Desai is a professor at Harvard Law School. He says the money could be coming back a little faster, though.
The law was very hastily written. So there has been a great deal of confusion over the way these things actually work, and the regulations haven't even been finalized.
But also, all that money, those trillions that U.S. companies have earned abroad, it's not all sitting in vaults somewhere.
A lot of it was in plants and equipment. It's not actually things that companies can move back.
Nicole Kading is with the Tax Foundation.
Companies bought other companies overseas. They made investments there.
Secondly, U.S. companies aren't just thinking about taxes when they keep money overseas, says Suffolk's Michaela Morrow.
They're also considering things like, what's my supply chain? Where's my customer? What's my labor cost in another country?
And companies bringing money to the U.S. will need a reason for doing so, maybe an investment or a strategy to use the money here. And those may take time to find. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.